It's hot.
Boiling.
It's warm under the groomers. It's a warm spot.
We had the dryer on, so we got that real chewy air.
When it's hot, there's a few things you can do to make your life a bit more bearable. And a tumble dryer in a closed space, not for me, personally.
No, truly.
We're under the groomers. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
A curveball. I'm here with Julia Stenton.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How's things?
Good, thanks.
I can't remember the last time I saw you. Probably the last time we recorded.
Like a week ago, maybe?
Sure.
A bit longer than a week ago.
Sure. Hot days.
Hot. It's been hot in Bristol.
It's red hot. I was in London this weekend.
How was it?
I mean, it's always bad.
Yeah.
But in the heat.
And also, no disrespect to London.
No, give it. Give it.
But I just think, I don't know, everybody's going to be like, fuck you. I used to live in London as well, so fuck you.
Oh, here we go.
I just think London in the summer is pointless. London is supposed to be grey.
Yeah, that's true.
The best weather for London is, I'd say, 18 degrees.
Sure. Yeah.
Warm?
Sure.
Not too warm.
Foggy.
Foggy.
Foggy London.
The minute you get amongst all that tarmac.
You want to be sort
of concrete.
Sort of Jack the Ripper type era.
That's what I want. Some smog.
A little smog. A little chill in the air.
A risk.
Sure, of course. But in the heat, I mean, it's bad. I always hate it. And yeah. I don't care about disrespecting it.
London or the heat?
Oh, London.
London.
But in the heat.
Yeah.
When you're riding the armpit express.
Oh my God. And I am.
Forget it.
I'm armpit height. So right. I get it, both nostrils.
It's hell.
Like a shot straight to the brain.
It's hell on earth. But we got through it. I came back to Bristol, which is equally as hot, but at least there's space
and
here.
It feels more leafy.
Just get out of my face. Get out of my face, everybody.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. I had to get the stinky train.
You've got people right up your ass.
The train sucks as well. I treated myself to the train.
Mm.
So I was there for two nights of shows.
He's making money.
Don't worry about it. Well, put the train in.
He's got that train money.
Put the train in. We're dangerously close to net loss territory. But
we are well out of rail cards now. We got to wait till that old person's rail card.
I used to have a scam when I worked at the university. I used to fiddle with the mature student rail card.
Well, and pretend that you were a mature student.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. I had a whole system. Got the stamp I needed off someone. Got someone in another department to be like my person. Had a whole system worked out.
That's so clever.
I always got a mature student rail card. Changed.
How old you got to be for a mature student?
You can be any age.
Oh, of course.
You'd be doing like a PhD in something.
Right.
Which I think I often gave myself a PhD.
Of course you did.
Yeah. PhD in physics or something. Yeah. You know, something.
I bet you're stopping the conductor.
Yeah. Just so. Yeah, it's a PhD. I remember when I first got into comedy, it was before I had my rail card, and I was talking to a comedian and we were complaining about train prices.
Mm.
And he said, oh, yeah, even with my 1625 rail card, I was like, oh, amazing. I'm trying to get one of them at the moment. How did you wrangle that? And they were like, went 25. I was like, oh yeah, that's one way. Guess that's one way of doing it.
I guess I'll jump in front of the train.
Yeah, I forgot people were young.
They're all young. They're so young.
I don't think you should give young people free travel. Their cares are
They can survive the coach.
They can get the coach.
They're fine on the coach.
Young person on the coach. I think you reach an age where the coach is no longer an option.
I now can only travel to London on the coach, really, because I'm not making that big.
Yeah.
Big train
this,
money.
This weekend, I was like, I have to get the coach from now on.
It's, yeah. But there's,
makes no sense.
It's like, that is the proof that like there a difference in our parents' generation to ours. They're not getting the coach in their mid-30s.
No way. The coach? You're kidding me.
No.
Young people, it should be my age. Yeah. whatever my age is, I should get the discount for the train.
Yeah, same.
35 to 60.
Yeah, there we
go. Old people, they're fine as well. Yeah. They've got loads of money, I reckon.
Probably.
Over a certain age, they've got more money.
Yeah.
So it's fine. So middle-aged people, the middle-aged person's rail card.
Are we middle-aged?
You fucking better believe it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Have you just worked that out? You're a bit younger than me.
I'm 35.
Oh, that's very young. Yeah, I didn't know you were that young.
You included that on... Oh, you thought I was older. That's nice.
I thought you were older. I thought
you were
38.
Wow. Is that because you've been editing clips this week?
I've been looking at your face. Been looking at your face a lot. I thought she's got to be pushing 40.
Yeah. Only 35.
Oh, shit. I'm hell old. I'm 41.
I know.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
because I keep saying it.
Because, yeah.
Exclaiming it.
Don't let it go.
Scream it at the top of my lungs. Yeah. Why? I actually don't mind it.
No?
It's fine.
Did you have like a freak out when you turned 40?
No, I don't think so.
You're just like my grandma who...
Thank you.
every time
she sounds handsome.
Every time we saw her for the last, like, I want to say 20 years of her life, she would say, see ya, this is probably the last time.
Good.
And I feel like you're the same.
I might
start
doing it.
Every time I see you, it's like, well, this has been nice.
Nearly 50.
See ya.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a good way of being. Yeah, could be it.
Maybe I'll
see you again. Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely going to start doing that more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did spend most of my 30s saying I'm nearly 40. So I think that definitely softens the blow.
In my head, I kind of feel like I am 40.
Exactly.
Which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I think it softens the blow when you get there.
We're lucky to be aging.
Beats the other option, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the other option. You could be like that guy. I saw the guy that's trying to look young. Have you seen him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the man.
Do you know what would be great?
What's
if
that?
If we were like content farmers.
Oh, yeah.
Which obviously we're not. We're very much.
Hey.
What's the opposite of a content farm?
What's the opposite of viral? This.
Niche.
This show. Yeah, niche. Yeah. I want to cultivate a cult following.
Yeah, I want a large cult following.
That would be perfect. Yeah. A dedicated army.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would
but
be great.
You know, the handful of listeners we have.
Dedicated.
And I love them. Every last one of them.
I think we could convince them to wear. What did you want them all to wear? Oh, nothing. Your cult.
Was that my plan? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the plan.
You had to earn your clothes in the cult.
I think if you're going to start a cult.
Yeah.
Make the rules up. Nude. It's a good option. Babes only.
Sure. Yeah. What was the question before that?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
It's hot.
It's so hot. I'm finding it very hard to concentrate on anything.
It's warm in here, for sure. The good thing about a dog groomers is there is no like ventilation.
No windows.
The basement idea has been good up until, to be fair, the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, it has been good.
But it has now become very apparent that warmth is an issue.
The summer's going to be...
Could be toasty. They reckon it's hotter than Mexico.
Oh, I love it when people do that.
Hotter
when you're in the office and people are like, do you know it's hotter than Mexico today?
Yeah,
great. Yeah. That makes me happier that I'm sat in here with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you work from home full time?
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Well, occasionally I have to go in.
Do you ever get the person on Zoom who's like in the garden with the pinochle out? Like there was a couple of people in my old office who, when it was sunny, made a big point of being in the garden on the laptop.
No, we don't have any of that. But we do have, everybody has like a background so that you can't see their real lives.
Yeah.
And there's this one woman who has like, it's almost like a background, but around her face.
That's
like,
good. That's good. That's great. It's like she's
so she could be on a beach. Who knows?
That's nice. She looks like she's popping out the smog.
She looks like the baby in the Teletubbies in the sun.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I sort of get it. Like, you don't want people to see, like, your house.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't think I've ever been on a call with someone and been like, oh, look at there.
No.
Look behind them.
I just do it because everybody else does it. And I don't want to be like...
You have the blur.
Look, I'm showing off the blank wall behind me.
That was one of the lowest points of the lockdown, I think, when people were setting up the backgrounds.
Oh,
for,
yeah, especially for it.
Putting all their fancy
That's
gubbins
bleak,
behind them. Fuck off. That was the worst bit.
Put your gubbins
That was
away.
Worse than all the deaths. Someone putting all their clever books behind them.
Yeah.
Here's something. Maybe this is just me. Mm. Why do people upload pictures of babies but put a...
To what?
On Instagram or something. Okay. But then put like
a sticker over the face. Because it's like, I have a baby, but they are ugly. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want you to see the face.
I've drawn a knob on his head.
The Sharpies are out.
Yeah, I don't want you to see all the marker pen on him. But for me, it's just like, don't upload the picture.
I don't care.
Upload the picture. I don't care what your baby
because
looks like.
Because then it's like, we're supposed to imagine it. Don't force me to use my imagination.
It's a baby. One.
They all look the same.
All babies look the same anyway.
Yeah.
But then this idea of being like, sorry guys, I'm going to respect my baby's privacy, but I am going to upload a picture of it, but only its body.
Yeah. Oh, it's even weirder.
It seems like an... And like maybe if you were like a super famous person.
Sure.
And was like, you know.
But then why have pictures of the bodies at all?
Just don't upload the picture.
Unless you look incredible in that picture. Cut and you baby. Can't crop the baby out.
Just crop them out.
Speaking of heads covered, I was at a party on Saturday. Here
we go. Uh-oh. Look out.
It was a mid-30s party, so we're all done by 11:30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, my friend was telling me about this show called Butterface.
You're listening to Under the Grooms.
And we're off.
I'm excited.
Have you heard of this?
Butterface. I mean, I know what a butterface is.
It was actually, I believe, I've done a little bit of research today because I was like fascinated by the concept. It's called Miss Butterface 2003.
Good.
Do you want to hazard a guess?
Well, I mean, I know what a butterface is.
Do you want to explain to the people who might not know what a butterface is?
A butterface is a...
Butter.
I would say predominantly female. Because I don't find...
Not necessarily.
Women
in reference to this programme, yes.
Oh, it is. But no. Women. No, I'm not saying like... You can definitely get male butterfaces.
I've seen a few. Sure.
Yeah. We can name some. But I think generally it's because it's a derogatory term and women are not.
I think it was probably coined by a man referring to
someone with a rocking bod.
Mm.
Maybe a little harsher in the face department.
Wow. Isn't very that, good tiptoeing.
That's the concept, isn't it?
That's the concept.
But great, her face.
But her face. She's good. But her face.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I guess, but his... It's
but his face.
But his face doesn't really work.
That's exactly why I'm saying it. Not okay. Because of my deep-rooted misogyny.
Sure. Well, in 2003...
It was 2003.
Yeah. Do you know Howard Stern?
Shock jock.
Shock jock. Exactly. I knew you'd know. Would you describe Howard Stern as an attractive man?
No.
No.
No way. And he's got to be up there with the grossest, I'd say.
Exactly. And therefore... He is the best person, most qualified person to judge Miss Butterface 2003.
Oh, okay.
So essentially the concept is, or do you want to guess?
Was this on his show? Did he do it on his show?
I think this was a separate thing.
Oh, and he was one of the judges?
Mm.
He always had like porn stars in
yeah,
the studio.
Yeah, it would
and
fit
stuff.
Perfectly in his show. It may well have been part of his show.
He's a real smut monger.
Yeah, smut monger makes
yeah,
perfect
he's a real smut monger.
We should use that more often. A couple of smutmongers in the comedy world.
Have that. Yeah. Have that. That's yours.
That's really pleasant to say.
That's gratis.
Smutmonger.
He's a real smutmonger. Might be the first time I've ever said it, to be honest with you.
So the show is, it's a group of, I'm going to say, some of the worst looking men I've ever seen on a judging panel.
Oh, okay.
And then women in their, I would say, very early 20s coming out. In bikinis.
Here we go.
The early 2000s favorite outfit.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a large paper bag on their head.
Oh, that's cold. Do you know what? Sometimes I think we are going in the right direction.
Well, to be fair, America has a president who would probably be
yeah,
a judge on
probably
that program.
Still do it now. Yeah.
So then the panel of ugly men. They assassinate this woman. These are some of the fittest women.
And they must all have rocking bods as well.
The bodies are
yeah, yeah.
unbelievable. And this
bods.
Is early 2000 standards.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're not only just like unbelievable, they're like crazy.
Mm, 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 mm.
So the ugly men, they stand there and they go, oh, you know, she got a great ass, but her arms are a bit big or oh she's got a bit of cellulite or whatever.
Yeah.
Or they'll go, oh, this body's 10 out of 10. Yeah. Okay, let's take the bag off. They take the bag off. And the first one, I only watched one clip because I got so angry watching it.
Yeah.
First one is a stunning woman who just has no makeup on.
Okay. Yeah. Boo.
and they
yuck.
They are all going
yeah,
like they take the bag off, they look at her and it's like, oh, put it back on. Like they're offended by how she looks. It's
great.
Fucking crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. And wow. these I can't tell you how ugly these men are.
your friend was watching it recent.
I think, no, we were talking about her boyfriend introduced her to it. I don't know how he had seen it.
Is it like an old YouTube clip?
Probably. Yeah, it's probably one of those ones. That's like
2003 also was not that long ago.
Not long enough.
Yeah, you kind of feel like, you know, if it was like the 60s.
Yeah.
You feel like, I don't know. But then I guess that was kind of when it was at its worst. Nuts and Zoo magazine.
Exactly.
Things were probably at their worst then.
Yeah, and being thin was like the ultimate. Yeah. And remember when everybody was calling like Jessica Simpson fat in that picture and it was mad. And like Jerry Halliwell was the fat one in the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Just absolutely insanity. Yeah. I'd like to do a reverse Butterface.
For fellas?
Yeah.
Sure.
Mostly just for Howard Stern. I want Howard Stern to stand there in a bikini with a bag on his head.
That guy's, he looks like a ball bag as well. Like, he's absolutely disgusting.
He looks like a ball bag and a skeleton at the same time.
When you said that you wanted to do a reverse, I thought you meant really nice
body
faces,
in the bag.
Absolute horror show body. He's going, she's beautiful.
Now, yikes.
Let's open the wardrobe that her head's poking out the top of. Oh no.
The wardrobe.
Yeah, I could just see her head.
That's a great contraption for
them. Yeah. She's just had her head poking out the top. And then you open the doors and see the body and go, ugh. But you meant for men.
I meant for men, but
I think most men now are butterfaces. Don't you reckon?
A lot of gym boys
out there. Men's bodies have improved a lot, I'd say, in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
When I was at uni, you were either thin or you were fat.
Those
are the two choices.
Yeah, and going to the gym was like, this guy goes to the gym.
Yeah,
you were a bit freakish.
What a dork. Yeah. There was always one nerdy guy that got into like lifting weights.
But he was also into like martial arts.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you've got a lizard.
Yeah.
Go home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But now everyone's hench.
Yeah.
So most guys really are butterfaces now.
Yeah, might agree. I would hard agree.
Yeah.
So when we were talking about this Butterface show, we were also talking about all the early 2000 shows that were like, You Are What You Eat, where Gillian McKeith would analyse people's poo in Tupperware
boxes. I've been
boxes.
Going through your poos and they're very smelly. Yeah. I remember her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the one where it was like a day's worth of food all piled up in a tube.
Yeah.
It's like, if you put anything in a tube, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And they showed me a clip of, have you seen this guy? He's got glasses on and he's always wearing a very loud shirt. And he's like, I'm going to show you two of the fattest fatties in Fattyville.
Oh, my God. I know him. Yeah. That montage of him.
I was knackered after watching it.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of my all-time most watched clips. When he goes, North Yorkshire, North Porkshire, more like.
North Yorkshire
is the best one.
That's great.
Yeah.
Some of the things he says are just
fat families. It was called Fat Families.
Yeah.
That was when, again, rather than being like, let's help these people with their eating disorders.
Yeah.
It was like, we're just going to bully them.
Yeah.
And then like make them work out every day for a month. They'll lose a bit of weight and then they just leave.
And then they'll just go back to it
straight away.
There's this one poor woman who he's talking to and he goes, you're not obese. And she goes, oh. And then he goes, you're super morbidly obese. And then you just see her go, oh. she had a spark of hope.
Yeah. Don't you dare.
Yeah.
We'll take that away from you.
Butted her right back down.
Yeah, he was great. No one knows. I don't know his name.
No, I don't know his name.
Let's get him on the pod.
What a nasty guy. Those shows, and it's like, it's a wonder why every woman in her, person in there.
It was rough back then. Who were the thin one and the bigger one? What were they called?
Trini and Susanna.
They were a couple of cows, weren't they?
They treated Susanna.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
treated her like she was an absolute whale.
Yeah, we've said it many times. Look at fucking Caroline Quentin on Jonathan Creek.
Oh my God.
Well, she's probably like a size 14 or something.
Yeah.
Every episode. Well, if it isn't the world's fattest woman.
This fat, dumb bitch who doesn't know anything.
Well, suppose you get off your fat ass for long enough to solve the case.
She's writing books and they treat her like she is thick as
shit.
Yeah.
And they've done her dirty in so many episodes of Creek. Also, Jonathan was meant to be like, because they knobbed off, didn't they?
Yeah.
In Jonathan Creek.
Yeah.
But then every now and then, she'd be like eating her dinner and he'd be like, yeah, gross.
Well, there's one
look
time,
at this hog.
There's one episode, The House of Monkeys, where he,
my God, you know, I got a lot of respect for someone who can,
I could tell you,
title episodes of Creek. That is a good one, though. I remember that
is that a good one.
Yeah.
He, if you remember, he's concerned about his blood pressure.
Hasn't he got like a device on it?
He's got a
it?
Little tiny
yeah.
thing that takes his pulse that like clips to his ear. And the whole episode, it's like, will they, won't they bang? She says, yeah, don't make love to me without a heavy goods license.
Gee whiz. She reckoned the day she got that script, she was like, come on, lads,
yeah,
I'm not doing this.
Come on.
No need for that, is there? It is amazing when you watch shows now, all this stuff about banging on, about, you know, being nice to women now. You're like, come on.
Shut up.
We've always been nice. Stop. Wind your neck in a bit.
Yeah.
And then you watch like programs from not that long ago.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, we really, they did not get
it. Times were tough.
Did not get it. And it wasn't that long ago. Have you ever watched Frasier?
Yeah.
Like his best friend, Roz, and her character is the whore.
Yeah.
And then it, like, she walks into like working with him.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, how many men did you fucking knob off with this weekend, you big tart? And she's like, oh, Frasier.
And she's his boss.
Yeah. And
like, she's his producer, or maybe not his boss, but she's his producer, which takes like skill and knowledge.
Yeah.
They treat her like she's such a bimbo.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God things are so different now. I saw a clip of something else recently that I wanted to get your opinion on.
Here we go.
Do you remember a show on MTV called Just the Two of Us?
I do not.
Okay. Well, it probably started, you were probably like a full adult when this started.
Oh, isn't it only for a kick?
No, in a nice way. Like you'd aged out at this point.
Just the Two of Us.
Just Tattoo of Us.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. It was presented by one of the ones from Geordie Shore.
Oh, okay. This was all definitely after my time.
After your time, yeah, I thought so. But the premise is two friends.
Yeah.
Two family members. Two people who know each other.
Two people.
They go in to the tattoo shop,
mm-hmm.
and they give each other tattoos. Or the tattoo artists do the tattooing, they give a concept
mm-hmm.
of a tattoo to the other one's tattoo artist. Mm. They don't know what they're getting. Then they stand in front of a mirror with their glasses, like glasses that you can't see out of.
Okay.
Covering their
eyes. Blindfold.
A blindfold.
Very good.
And then they do this agonizingly long countdown.
Mm.
And then they reveal the tattoo. Mm. I saw a clip the other day and the tattoo was massive on her back. And it was her ex-boyfriend's face.
Wow.
Isn't that brutal?
Goodness me. Just straight on the back.
I've seen a couple of these and normally it's just like slag. Like, so like,
that
like
is funny.
In a, as if it's been branded.
That is really funny.
Like she's
funny.
A bit of meat. Yeah, things like that. And it's always coupled with like, oh yeah, she slept with like 10 people in
sure.
Magaluf, whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We all called her a slag because we're really funny and clever. And so that's why I've done this.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always a really shit.
It's the
reason.
Idea that they have to do something horrible, though.
Well, they don't have to. They could do something nice.
They could do something nice. But
it always goes horribly. And then
the ex-boyfriend's
face. And I think the ex-boyfriend cheated. And then.
That's that is sort of a life altering trauma to have that.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. Imagine having your ex tattooed on your back.
No, thanks.
My back's not big enough. It's hairy enough. Yeah. Oh no, leave it on there. That's perfect. Everyone needs to shave that, mate.
Speaking of hairy tattoos, I saw this one tattoo the other day because I've been looking up. I'm in the market.
Are you having a tat?
I want to.
Have you got a tattoo?
I've got one on the bottom of my foot, but that's
the bottom of your foot.
It was a bad decision.
The bottom of your foot?
Yeah, it was the last day of uni.
Wasn't that the most painful thing on earth?
I was quite drunk.
Because the sole of your foot is like one of the most sensitive parts of the body.
Yeah, she was like, this is a bad idea. But I was like, well, I don't want anybody to see it, so.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. I honestly don't really remember it because I was really drunk.
Are they meant to do it when you're drunk?
I don't think so. I think it's quite bad because I think your blood is quite thin, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I just meant morally.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean medically. So you're in the market for a new one.
Yeah. And I saw this one woman who has the outline of, who's that big guy? that's not real.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Oh my God, it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
She's got a big, she's got a Bigfoot tattoo, just the outline. It's on her leg. And what she does is she shaves the rest of her leg except for the Bigfoot. And she's even putting on like this hair growth serum that you put on like your eyebrows if you want bigger eyebrows or whatever. I think it's funny. I wouldn't do it myself. It's like, remember all those tattoos where people get like by their pubes of like a little man with a lawnmower?
Oh,
and then they'd shaved just like a corner out of the pubes.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice.
Stuff like that.
That's nice. I saw the guy with the cat's anus as his belly button.
Oh, that's a good one.
What would you get
if you were going to get one?
That's a great
question.
Now that
the cat anus is gone.
But do you know what? Something like the cat anus. You like to think something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can go wrong with a classic cock and bollocks.
Just the full cock and bollocks?
I think so.
Where would you do that?
Going down my
side of your mouth.
going in my eye. Down the inside leg. And then people are like, oh, he's popping out.
Oh, you want a photorealistic penis on your leg.
Yeah.
So it looks like you have two penises.
Well, no,
it looks like you have one penis.
It looks like I have one penis.
One visible penis.
One visible penis. A guy I know once had a big picture of Morrissey's face on his like shin.
Oh God.
Big.
What a fucking miserable face to have. Or was he at least smiling?
Morrissey?
Yeah.
No, I don't think Morrissey smiles. No. But this was before everyone hated Morrissey as well. This is when people still like Morrissey. This was like 2001, I think.
Oh,
where...
no. Although what is quite fun is if you do get a face tattooed on your body,
yeah,
as your body gets wrinkly and ages, does the tattoo also...
Yeah, that's a good point. I tell you what, I'd get Stephen Mulhern.
Of course you would. Of course you would.
That would be funny.
Heyday, Mulhern.
Imagine, or just the word...
Bow tie.
Imagine the word Stephen Mulhern just tattooed on your arm. That'd be cool.
I think with Stephen Mulhern, you've got to do the face. If you're getting the tattoo, it has to be the face.
That's his moneymaker.
You can't pass up a face like that because you know it's perfect in pictures as well. I can picture the tattoo
now. Yeah, yeah.
It's his cheesy grin.
I used to have him as my phone wallpaper, so I've got a great picture of him.
There you go. Like. Let's go.
So what's you don't know what the next one's going to be?
No, I probably won't. I'm a bit of a wuss, but I like to think that I will.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice little fantasy, isn't it?
Yeah.
They got tons of new women on the internet.
Have they?
I've
never looked.
Go on Google and type in big boobs.
Okay. So route one.
It'll blow your mind.
Big boobs.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give it a go.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes I do like funny dogs.
Sure. You've got to pepper in some funny dogs. Otherwise, the search history looks really...
That's a good Google image search. Yeah. Funny dogs. That's got to be the best after big poops.
Little palate cleanser. The funny dogs.
Back to the dogs.
I'd like to look at your search history just to see what the balance is between funny dogs and big boobs. You can really mark probably how your day has been going.
Probably 50-50.
if it's more dogs than boobs.
Probably 50-50. I like dogs behaving badly.
Is this an account?
It's a TV show.
Oh.
Actually, it's called Dogs Behaving Very Badly.
Does it have a horrible trainer?
No, he's an absolute top boy.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's really funny.
Is he nice to the dogs?
Yeah, yeah, he's the best. He wears like a tweed jacket and a cravat.
Fantastic.
And he kind of like, he's really tall. He's got very tight jeans on.
Right.
I can't believe I'm telling you about a TV show. This is great.
Yeah.
And then he comes in and then there's always like a guy sat on the sofa and he's like, yeah, this is my dog. He's a nightmare.
Yeah.
And then like the dog is honestly like, they're nuts.
Yeah.
They're like, they're humping everything, they're like biting. There was like one dog that like that guarded the baby, so they couldn't touch the baby because it was going like, and then they were like, we can't pick our baby up because he thinks he's protecting the baby
they
were like, oh, it's really difficult every time we need to pick the baby up, she like bites your hand off basically.
Jesus.
She's going, basically they're like, yeah, it's just a nightmare, I can't live with the dog, but we don't want to give it up.
And then baby's been neglected.
Yeah, yeah. Can no one get just wasting away?
Baby's in a shitty nappy.
Yeah, both in the crate. And then basically this guy turns up and he's like, right, what I want you to do is every time we do it, you gotta go, no. That's what he goes, really firmly, we go, no. like right. that. And then they do that and they go, yeah, it's like a totally different dog. And that's it, basically.
Really?
Yeah, he comes in and sorts it out.
How many programs is he milking out
honestly,
of
honestly, it's great. Dog's behaving very badly.
I'm going to look out for it. Thoroughly
recommend that.
Big recommends.
That's
too hot to handle and dog's behaving very badly.
Two TV programs I watch, which basically is my, like you said, my Google image search.
Yeah.
Big boobs, funny dogs.
There you go. What more do you need?
Yeah.
He's a simple guy.
Hey, you show me a world where those are two of the best things to look at.
No arguments here.
I don't come across well in this episode, I've realised.
I don't think either of us do, to be honest.
That's true. We never do either.
No. Oh, big news.
Here we go.
Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry. Don't give me that face. I kissed a girl.
I know who Katy Perry is.
Oh, you looked at me like...
No, I meant, I kind of thought... What, they're together, are they?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay. I thought that...
So you are learning that they were together and now they're not together same conversation.
I thought the big news was that they have started a romantic relationship.
They have a child.
Do they?
They've been together for like 10 years.
Really?
She came out of Russell Brand.
She went out with Russell Brand.
She was married to Russell Brand.
Oh, that's got a sting now.
She came out of that situation and dived straight into... Well, I don't know, straight into. She may...
Well, I mean, that's going up in the world. Bloom.
Definitely.
Bloom, is he still a hunk?
He's a hunky bimbo.
I haven't seen him for a while.
He's the definition of someone who got famous in their early 20s has not grown up.
He was a real cutie the last time I remember.
Which was?
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Oh, he was good in Extras as well.
He was good in Extras.
Yeah, good in Extras. That's probably the last time.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
I saw the first one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you like him in that?
Yeah, he's a cutie. Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, he's just a great looking guy.
Just, and that's all.
Yeah, yeah.
That is it.
Yeah. Not a lot going on up top, you
nothing
imagine.
Nothing going on up top. Like, it must be. It is.
I tell you, it must be bliss.
Yeah. He's the most mindful person out there, I bet.
Being a hot idiot must be the best.
Yeah.
One out of two doesn't count.
Which one?
I'll let you be the judge. Well, I didn't know they were together, but that is... But
they were together
broken
and
up.
Recently they've broken up.
And they have a baby.
And they have a
baby. What's the baby called?
Well, they have a child. I don't know how old...
What's the baby called? The
child's called Daisy.
Oh, quite normal for...
Quite normal.
Couple of loons.
Yeah.
She's is she bonkers?
I think she's lost it.
I saw a video of her performing.
Oh, yeah.
And she wasn't very good. That was the takeaway.
I think she peaked in, like, I don't know, 2010?
Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah,
so to eke out a career for an extra...
I mean, she's never had any bangers, has she, Katy Perry?
I Kissed a Girl.
It's not a banger.
And I liked it.
Yeah. It's not a banger, though, is it? Did you put that as
a... Teenage Dreams.
Pretty good.
Firework. Is that it? Fireworks?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the one that's like Raw? Hear Me Raw? Raw? Is it called Raw?
It's called Raw. That is a big tune, actually.
Yeah, she has got quite a few big tunes.
They're not Stone Cold bangers for me.
No, they're very not, like... That era pop, aren't
compare
they?
It to Swift.
Wow.
I mean, musically,
yeah,
it doesn't fucking touch her.
I forget you're such a diehard Swiftie.
She makes phenomenal music.
Mm-hmm. Touches your heart and your soul.
She's just got the gift. She's got the gift. She's got the gift.
Yeah.
You know I'm a big T-Swizz fan.
I know you are. We had a whole T-Swizz playlist.
We went to Hereford.
For gigs.
Drove to Hereford and listened to Taylor Swift all the way there and all the way back.
I mean, yeah, I think Katy Perry, for somebody who is like averagely talented,
yeah,
which also like, who the fuck am I? She can sing. She's hey, done fine.
Hey,
she's great. Good for her.
You take down Katy Perry if you want to. If you can't sit on your own podcast and go, fuck Katy Perry.
Do you know what? Fuck Katy Perry.
Yeah, there it is. Dig into her. Come on.
Because also, I don't mind slagging her off because she's filthy rich. She's just been into space. And she's a lunatic.
Did you talk about that on this podcast?
I think so, but I don't know if it...
She went to space.
Out. She went to space with the other hotties.
Other hotties? Hotties in space?
I didn't really recognise any of them. But
Were they all babes? Was that the premise?
The premise was that they're all women who were like attractive going into space.
That's cool.
Because Jeff Bezos. But then it's like, did they even go into space? Because the hatch opened the wrong way and there's a lot of speculation.
The hatch?
Yeah, you know, the door to get in and out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One of them, when they'd landed...
I was just laughing at us calling Katy Perry an idiot. And then
we didn't know that.
She didn't really go into space. And then I was like, Hatch. What is Hatch?
So you're supposed to not be able to open the hatch from the inside. Sure. Because it's, you know, hurtling through space.
It's a health hazard.
It's what they teach you day one of space school.
Katy, I cannot stress this enough. When we're in space, don't open that fucking door.
Hands off the hatch.
The temptation is going to be open the door.
Do not.
Listen.
No, Katy, here.
Listen.
Eyes on me.
Don't open the door in space, okay? Same on planes.
Yeah.
Exactly the same rule.
That's why they have to tie her down when she's on a plane.
Don't open the door.
Straight jacket for Perry.
She's out.
Yeah.
Let's go out.
So they had landed. Jeff Bezos comes out with a big baldy head and he goes to, and he has this like, I don't know, utensil to open the hatch. And somebody inside has got too overexcited. I think we know who. And has opened the
KP.
Hatch from the inside.
KP nuts.
And then you hear people, you see people going, no, close the hatch, close the hatch.
Oh, so and they think it's a spoof.
They think it's a spoof.
Why?
Right? Who gives a shit? Truly, we're all going to die, like, probably quite soon.
You're listening to Under the Grimace.
So who gives a shit?
You're listening, Jeff. You're getting the groomers treatment right now.
It's only because Jeff...
Jefe. You're getting groomed. No, that's not a good term.
Yeah, no. We can't make that a thing. You've been groomed. Yeah.
That's the new catchphrase. That's what we call when we take someone down on the podcast.
Branded logo goes on the...
We could have that on the t-shirts for the fans. Boom. I've been groomed. Do you remember years ago when I... You used to come to my house and I told you that I wanted to do a podcast, and then I would list maybe 150 ideas that
I think I've got them in a book somewhere.
Yeah, but one of the ideas for things that we could do on the show was Dirtbag of the Week.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes.
We were going to do Dirtbag of the Week.
And it was always going to be a really sweet old lady.
That was going to be the joke. That was going to be the joke. So it'd be like
somebody who's on Bristol Post for
like a lollipop lady who's retired after 80 years of service. And that's why Pam is this week's dirt bag of the week. Yeah, that was the joke.
Yeah.
So we should come up with a dirt bag of the week. Someone,
who's the dirt bag of the week?
Who's the dirt bag of this week?
Of this week. Well, what's happened? Well, he did get married this week.
Who did?
Jeff.
Did he?
Yeah, big wedding. Big controversial wedding.
Dirtbag. We got to pick someone more niche. Glastonbury happens.
Did you watch any of it?
Nope. How about anyone who went to Glastonbury?
Boom!
You're the dirtbag of the week. No, I don't see any of it.
No,
I don't really see the point of watching it on the telly.
No, you're a purist.
All going. I did what... Everyone should do. I went once 22 years
ago.
Did
you? Fair play. How did you find it?
It was fun.
Did you mind the camping?
No, I was 19 or something.
Yeah, but I still imagine you like this at 19. Yeah, I don't imagine you ever being like carefree, wind in your hair.
I wasn't carefree.
Kick up your heels.
No, I wasn't carefree. Definitely wasn't carefree.
No.
Like, I was like 19 or 20.
Did you have your big bag with all your...
Do you know what? It was probably before the anxiety rucksack came into my life.
Really?
Have we talked about the anxiety rucksack?
Where I don't know if we have one here.
Yeah, that's where the bag I carry around that has everything I could possibly ever need.
He's like a little turtle.
Yeah, but I never take anything in or out the bag.
No, and it's huge and it's so heavy.
Been lugging it around London all weekend. So heavy.
Do you still have the shirt holder?
No, because I didn't wear a shirt. Don't wear a shirt on stage
Jez
anymore.
Jez used to wear a shirt on stage and he had an amazing contraption that was like as if a shirt had been molded out of plastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was in a folded up shirt shape.
Yeah.
Like those banana transporters.
Like a banana holder. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. It was like a little box for your shirt to go in so it didn't get creased in your rucksack.
Like a coffin for a shirt.
Little shirt coffin. And it had a little outline of a shirt in it.
It did, yeah.
It also really didn't work as well because
it just sank to the bottom.
And you had to fold the shirt
in
order to put it in the box. And then this is when I cared about trying to look vaguely smart on stage. So I used to always gig in a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And then this guy... I was in London And I did a gig. Yeah, I did a gig. He was like one of those old dogs that have been on the circuit for 100 years, and I was new.
Yeah.
Basically was like, you need to make more of an effort. It's Saturday night in the West End of London. You need to put a shirt on.
Right.
And you know, when you're new, you're like, like take a bit of advice from someone.
Yeah, sure.
And then you look back and go, who the fuck's that guy? Why am I listening to him?
Yeah.
So I don't do it anymore.
And you feel better for it?
I mean, it's just easier. I just basically drive in what I just go on with what I would be wearing anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm lazy.
Oh, Howard Stern?
Bingo.
We could put him in his dirt bag of the week.
You're the dirt bag of the week for what you did in 2003.
22 years ago.
Never forget. Hashtag never forget. Stern, you've been groomed.
Cannot have you been groomed.
That's viral marketing.
I've been groomed by Jez and Julia.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Terrible. It's,
imagine the buzz, the controversy. They'd be banned in schools, obviously. Yeah. and we support that. And we're on board with that.
I wasn't. Kids weren't the immediate audience I was thinking of.
I was just trying to think of like a news thing of when something's like controversial. Like, you remember when like M&M was banned in schools?
Yeah.
I was trying
or to think yo-yos.
I wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
Necessarily that they were going to be a big hit in the playground. you and me with a t-shirt cannon outside the school gates.
Pew pew.
Tell your friends. Best podcast in town.
Because also, if we were just paedophiles, dig out t-shirts of all the crimes we committed. I got this one and this one.
Imagine murdering someone and then afterwards putting a t-shirt on them that says, whoops, I've just been murdered. They'll be on the on our shop soon.
Do you know what's scary? Well, not scary. I hope it happens. But if this does take off and people actually listen and then...
More people.
And thank you to those of you who do listen. And then... people do make their own merch, don't they, of things that they like.
Do you reckon?
Unofficial merch.
Oh yeah.
I feel like one day maybe
I've been groomed.
Whether it's official or not.
Oh, so you're worried about we need to get
wanna get a piece of the pie.
We gotta get I think we'll be very litigious.
I think we're gonna have to be.
I'll be shutting down Etsy shops left, right and centre. That's intellectual property.
Yeah. I mean,
we got to get a taste of that action if you're selling our merch.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, we'll shut them down.
Sure. We'll get the lawyers on it.
Yeah.
Oh, how much would you pay to look like David Beckham?
Great question. Yeah, I'd pay a lot of money, but I don't have a lot of money.
How much is
a lot?
Can
I pay in installments?
Sure. We'll set up a Klarna for you. I'll
probably pay 50 grand.
50 grand?
Yeah.
Well, would you be interested to know?
I look exactly the same as him in his pomp.
Let me see if I can get a picture.
Of David?
No, of the guy who's paid to look like him.
Here we go.
How much do you think this guy paid to look like David Beckham?
I think he's had a haircut. So,
oh, he's had facial surgery.
Surgery?
Yeah.
He's not a thin man, is he?
Not a thin man. Not Beckham at any stage, I would say. Maybe it's future Beckham when he really gives up.
It's like David Dickinson more than David Beckham. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look like him at all in any way, shape or form.
We'll put the picture on the Instagram.
Yeah, if he spent more than 500 sheets, he's had his fingers burnt there.
He paid £27,000.
On what? What's he?
Yeah.
Like, if my life goal was to look like David Beckham.
Yeah.
Me personally, because I'm not digging this guy out just for nothing. If my life goal was to look like David Beckham, the first thing I would do is lose weight. Because I feel like that's something you can control yourself.
Yeah.
If you're a fat guy that looks nothing like David Beckham.
Yeah.
First step, become a thin guy that looks nothing like David Beckham.
Minimum.
You can do that yourself.
Because also, once you're thinner, you might already look a little bit.
Maybe you look more like him.
All white men with beards look roughly the same.
Exactly. You feel like at least then you're sort of starting in a similar... But if you're a bit of a chubster like that guy, and myself, that's the first thing you can do.
Yeah.
Then think about the facial surgery. Mm. The hair, David Beckham's never had that haircut.
No.
That's not even a good hair. That's not even a good Beckham haircut.
Yeah, he looks like David Beckham if he was like a rep in Magaluf.
I've got two business inventions this week.
Yay!
One is, well, it's not this is not an invention, but what I'd like to see is a way on your body that shows your stats. So what I would like to know is...
like a Fitbit.
But I'd like to know, like, what's the longest piss you've ever had?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Not like how many steps have you walked today?
Yeah, that would be good.
Oh, okay.
Like, but also, I'd like to know like my records as well. Like
your piss,
something like that. That'd be pretty good.
In volume or minutes?
Both. Okay. I want both. I want all the data. Okay. Sometimes you ever have a piss, you know, and you keep pissing.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is mental.
I feel like that's 90% of my pisses.
Yeah.
Long.
Yeah. But then sometimes I think to myself, this could be the longest ever.
Yeah.
And then I go, but I'll never know what it was. I'll never know what my longest piss was.
You know what you need to start doing?
Timing my pisses.
Yeah.
But then
start watching the toilet.
I also want to know the volume.
Yeah. Get a measuring jug in the toilet.
Holly comes in. I got the Pyrex. Got the Pyrex. See the Pyrex jug? I'm doing Yorkshire puddings.
You might want to give it a rinse.
It's in the dishwasher again. Yes, I'm measuring my pisses. How will I know which is the biggest ever? I could have already done the biggest ever, though. That's the problem. Biggest poop, that would be fun.
I'd like to, yeah.
Longest, like, that would be good to know, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You want to know your stats. You compare it to your friends. You could have a little leaderboard. Imagine the world's biggest. You can know all of that. Longest sleep, doesn't all have to be gross.
Yeah.
I'd like to know, like, how long it's been since I last spoke to someone. Because that can be a long time sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if Holly's away or something and I don't do anything for a bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes you ever think to yourself, like, I can't remember the last time I spoke to someone. Or the last time I left the house.
Do you think you'd be proud of that, those stats?
No, but I think
ashamed.
I think they might be good to, like, G you up.
It's good feedback.
Maybe a highlight reel, that'd be good, of your best bits.
Yeah.
Maybe if you did something cool, that would be a good invention. Do you ever like drop something and catch it with your foot?
Yeah.
Something like that.
If there's an action replay on that.
Love to see it.
Somebody's always filming you.
I tell you, the other day I threw a yogurt pot in the bin.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how far it was. It was insane.
Ugh.
It was honestly.
And I've only got your word for that. Imagine if there were footage.
I'm not kidding. I noticed the bin was open.
Yeah.
I was on the sofa.
Mm.
Just finished a phenomenal black cherry yogurt.
Yeah.
Honestly. Just fizzed it, fizz across the living room, straight in the bin. No, didn't hit anything, just plopped
just
in. And I thought, fuck me, I'm so good at that. And I thought, I would love to show people that.
Yeah.
I would love to just have a little...
I think the lesson that we should take from that is that you need to do more things.
Have a little, just imagine being able to show you a little highlight and go, look at that, look what I did earlier. So no, Holly, I haven't had... an unproductive day. My other idea is that when I'm can't park when I get home from gigs, what I would like is a way of being able to smush all the cars just a few inches.
I think this is my absolute favourite of all time ideas you've ever had.
Have I told this before?
I think you told me, I think on a car journey I was struggling to park somewhere, you told me that. And I think about it every time I park my car.
Just a little
now.
Thing that could pick up a car and scooch it just a few inches either way. Because on my road, you can't park, but people are taking up two spaces by parking in the middle of a large space.
It's the same on my road.
So what I want is a big, like a forklift, like a sack truck.
Like a snow plow.
Yeah, and you could just scoop up a car and just scooch it either way.
Yeah.
So you could get both cars. Move that one that way a bit. Yeah. Move that one that way a bit.
Just bump them all in.
Just bump them all in and now I can get into it. That's a good idea.
That's
$1 million idea
I'd invest in that myself.
Yeah.
Get the boffins on
that. That is a stone cold cert, that one.
So do you know who Dua Lipa is?
Dua Lipa Stan account.
Dua Lipa Stan account. Of course you know who Dua Lipa is. Dua Lipa brought out a special guest at her recent concert.
Special guest.
And I was flabbergasted at who the special guest was because I thought, Dua Lipa, she's young, she's hip, she's now.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought out Jamiroquai.
Are you ready for a bombshell?
Go on.
I fucking love Jamiroquai.
I knew you would. That does not surprise me in the slightest.
Stone cold hits.
Right? What was the Godzilla one? That was
deeper,
great.
Deeper underground.
I'm going deeper.
Huge
underground.
Tune.
So good.
Huge.
With his little hats, and he comes out with a big hat on, of course.
He does.
But I was thinking, I saw a footage of it and I was like, surely all these kids are like, who the fuck is this old guy in 100%. The silly hat?
I would say if you're under 35.
I think so. I think I was the cutoff.
Yeah, you probably haven't heard of Jamiroquai.
Absolutely not. I doubt you've even heard those songs.
He was great, man.
So good. He was a firework.
Yeah.
Where did he go?
He was a cutie as well.
Well, could you tell underneath that big
hat?
He
was going out with Denise Van Outen, I believe.
Did he?
In the 90s.
Wow. Peak.
Peak DVO. What did the youth think of Jamiroquai?
I mean, I just think they were just like blanket wooing.
But it wasn't especially
like when he comes out, it's not like, oh my God, it's Jamiroquai.
It's not like Stormzy coming out.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you remember 1998?
Yeah.
No.
Who remembers the blockbuster hit Godzilla?
Yeah. He had some hits, though.
I remember that video, though. There was a big flood in the video.
That Jamiroquai album was Return of the Space Cowboy.
Wow.
The guy was...
I knew this was going to be a deep cut for you.
So good.
Yeah. Such a unique voice. What a sound.
That guy had it. Mm. He was a smooth mover as well.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I just remember him always having like 1 foot forward, being a bit crouched.
There was the video where he was like scooping in and out of the screen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great. Well, I think that's all the major topics covered.
I think so.
Yeah. Anything exciting this week?
Nothing from me. Oh, you've got Oasis, but not quite.
I've got the opposite. I've got the opposite of Oasis. I've got a gig while Oasis are on in fucking Cardiff.
Yeah, that sucks.
Okay. Good to talk. Have a nice time,
everybody.
Thanks for listening to Under the Groomers. Goodbye.
Bye.